Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jujutsu Kaisen. This is episode 32. I'm Steven.
I'm JD.
I did a flawless intro there.
But don't we call the podcast Talking Jujutsu?
What did I say?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Welcome back to Fuck.
It's all right.
Welcome back to Talking Jujutsu. I can't fucking said the wrong name.
It's okay. It's fine. We talk about Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah.
We got it.
So we're basically the same thing.
It's there. It's fine. I'm a five-star man. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Did you do anything fun this week?
No, but we didn't talk about this on Dragon Ballers, and we should have.
Oh, shit.
AIM.
Oh, fuck. Are we really going to talk about AIM?
Of course we're going to talk about AIM.
Oh, my God.
All right, everyone on the Discord. I need you all to sound off and let JD know how wrong he was for what happened. We were talking about AIM earlier.
We were. AOL Instant Messenger.
AOL Instant Messenger, which is...
I don't know how many of our listeners know what that is.
That's a good point. It was how it just a messaging system.
It's like Snapchat.
It's like Snapchat or like texting.
Yeah.
Like before texting was a thing.
Yeah.
You did it on your computer.
AOL.
You had a screen name.
Yeah.
And you would talk with your friends. You would share
You'd
your screen
You'd have to get their
names.
Screen names and you could do chats.
And put them in your buddy list.
Yeah.
You could do chats. You could send pictures, whatever. We were talking.
Could you actually send pictures?
I think so. I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know either.
Here's the thing. We were talking about it earlier, me and JD and his wife. And he was talking about how he used to message his ex.
My first wife.
His first wife. Yes. Back on AIM, before they were even married.
Yes.
Before either of them were married, yeah. They would message each other back and forth. And she would be like, oh, I don't want to think about you guys sending each other messages. And someone said, oh, it might have been you, it might have been me, dick pics, you know. And you said, I never sent her a dick pic over AIM.
Yes, that's what I said.
Did you ever send her a dick pic is what I think is what we said. And you said, I never sent her a dick pic over AIM.
No, that's not what you said. Y'all didn't like ask a blanket question.
It was a blanket question.
It wasn't.
Fuck, I fucking ruined it. It was, did you ever send her dick pic, essentially? And you said,
no,
not over AIM. That was exactly what you didn't even Listen, say. No, I no, didn't no. send a dick pics over AIM.
There
you
wasn't
said,
a question.
Not
there wasn't a
over
question.
AIM.
There wasn't a question.
There was so much a
it
question.
It wasn't a question. It was, I don't want to think about you sending dick pics over AIM.
And you said, not over AIM.
And I said, I never sent dick pics over AIM because we were
talking
about.
I don't know. I feel
about,
like there was a question.
No, there
Someone
was no
said,
question.
Did you ever send
there
dick no pics question. And you said, not over AIM?
So they both are like, oh, so you sent her dick pics
he
over
said,
thing.
Not over AIM.
And I said, you guys inferred that.
No, you heavily implied it because why would you say it that any other way?
Because we were talking about AIM.
No.
Specifically AIM.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. There wasn't a carte blanche
said,
statement.
No. Someone wasn't. Asked.
No.
Yes.
You're wrong.
Did you send a dick pic? You said not over AIM.
Then
because
I,
we both were like, why would you answer it like that?
Then I misheard because
no.
I thought you said, I don't want to think about you sending dick pics over AIM.
Mm.
And I said, I never sent dick pics over AIM.
I don't. That's not quite how it went.
That's
I know that that's what I said initially. But
that's how it went.
No. You're trying to gaslight me right now.
I'm not trying to gaslight you.
Someone asked, did you send a dick pic? And you said, just three words, not over AIM.
This is not correct. You're misremembering an incident that happened an hour ago.
No, you're misremembering an incident that happened
You're misrepresenting
one hour
me,
ago.
And I don't appreciate it.
This is
not,
what happened.
This is not what happened.
It's what happened.
We were talking about AIM, and I said I never sent a dick pic over AIM. Jeez.
Still, that statement... implies heavily
no.
that you did send dick pics in other ways.
It is a direct response to a
it's
direct
okay
question.
It's okay if you want to send dick pics. It's fine. We all do it. We've all got dicks. We
it's,
all send dick
fine.
Pics.
But I never...
I've never sent a dick pic on anything ever. See how easy it is to just say that instead of, well, I've never sent a dick pic over AIM. I've never sent a dick pic over AIM.
We were talking about AIM.
I've never sent a dick pic over AIM.
Have you ever sent a dick pic over AIM?
I have never sent a dick pic, period.
That is not true.
End of story.
You are
that
lying.
That is 100% true. I've never, ever sent a dick pic. Why would I send a dick pic?
You're so lying.
My dick is ugly. I am not proud
think,
to show that off.
I think all penises are ugly is the penises, general consensus.
General consensus? No, I personally, I have nothing. I'm not proud of mine.
Except for that one dude in...
Oh, yeah, that one dude. He really liked my dick.
No. What's that movie with Jennifer Connelly? Requiem for a Dream. Where dude gets his dick out and he's like, I know it's pretty, baby. That's...
That's the one dude who's got a pretty dick.
I don't think we see his dick in that movie, but I remember him saying that line because it's creepy.
It is creepy. But
I know it's pretty, baby, but I didn't take it out for like air.
We should see dick in that situation.
You've never seen Requiem for a Dream?
I've not.
I feel like that movie is right up your alley.
Is it?
Yes.
Who was in it? Did you say
Jennifer Connelly?
Okay, I can get behind that.
It's dark as shit. Bro.
Is it?
Yes.
Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem for a Dream.
I'll give it a look. See. You know, I like weird shit.
Yes, that's why I'm saying I feel like that would be right up your alley.
Yeah. Any dang way.
Shocking to me that you haven't seen it.
It's a little, I guess. I've heard of it. When did it come out?
The early 2000s, I believe. I think. Late 90s, early 2000s, somewhere there.
All right.
I think like 2004-ish is if I, or 2004, 2010 is what I think, somewhere in there. But I could be wrong.
I'll give it a look.
But yeah, y'all both really inferred that, like, oh, he's
no,
in all
you
these
heavily
dick
implied.
That's not true.
Heavily,
no,
implied.
You no, I spoke perfect English.
Yes,
and you guys misinterpreted. There was no implication
because of the implication.
It was inference.
It was implication.
We have a boat.
Here's the thing: she's out on the boat in the middle of nowhere with some random stranger guy. She barely knows what she's thinking. What am I going to do? Say no? No, obviously. Because of the implication.
Shit.
So these girls are in danger. No, nobody's in any danger. Well, don't look at me like that. Obviously, you're not in any danger. So some of these people are in danger.
Crazy. Now that we've finished our AIM discussion, let's talk about
Werewolf Bar Mitzvah. Oh, that.
Fuck you.
Werewolf Bar Mitzvah, that was another good time.
No, it wasn't.
We were talking about Thriller earlier, and
oh my God.
JD, how long is the Thriller music video?
I thought it was like 30 minutes. Turns out it's 14.
It's not.
It feels 14. Longer than 14 minutes when you watch it.
Anyway.
You're like, it made me this think, shit needs to wrap up.
It made me think of a novelty party song name of Werewolf Bar Mitzvah by one Tracy Morgan. A.K.A. Tracy Jordan, A.K.A. I think it was just Donald Glover, A.K.A. Childish Gambino, who wrote and sang this song.
He was in Community.
He was in Community, my favorite show.
Yes.
I can't confirm that he sang it, but I'm pretty sure he definitely wrote the song Werewolf Bar Mitzvah, and it's a real song.
I feel like you're gaslighting us.
I had Alexa play Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
You did.
Congratulations. Alexa, all over people's listening devices, hopefully is now playing Werewolf Bar Mitzvah, and you're enjoying a good little parody song.
Shuffling Werewolf Bar Mitzvah and other songs.
Mm-hmm. And it's about boys becoming men and men becoming wolves.
Yeah.
And then JD could not get his Alexa to turn it off.
Oh, it's pissing me off. Our Alexa's been having issues lately.
Oh, it was a good time.
No, it
was really funny.
I hated every minute of it.
I know. That's what made it good.
Good for you.
I like being uncomfortable.
So this is episode 31. Evening festival.
Evening.
We left off the last episode with Halloween. Mahito about to battle giant Mechamaru.
Mechamaru, the big robot.
Ultimate Mechamaru.
The evil one, as I like to call it.
So I like this fight.
It's really good.
It's a little hard to understand.
Very confusing.
Because Mechamaru, what is his name? Kokichi, he has been saving up cursed energy in units of years.
And he can use a year's worth of energy to create an enormous laser.
Right. So it's weird. Like he can
fight Mahito.
He uses energy to fire projectiles that house that energy, and the energy does different things. Because like he throws out a domain expansion. Spoiler.
Yes, he just shoots a thing.
But he shoots it out of this cannon.
Like a little bullet.
Right. So we'll get to that. So it starts off with, you know, Mechamaru is throwing punches, trying to hit Mahito, and Mahito's fast.
He just keeps turning into birds and shit.
Right, because his cursed powers that he can alter his
manipulate
shape.
Manipulate his soul or something.
Soul manipulation or whatever, including his own.
Mm-hmm. And Mechamaru knows that he needs to damage his soul. So he's like a Horcrux.
Yeah. So and
you can't just kill it with normal magic. You've got to use fiend fire.
And Mahito is super confident that he can't
Isn't
damage his soul.
Isn't Mojito a drink? That's what I think of every time I hear Mojito.
Mojito is a drink, yeah.
Mojito.
Yeah.
Mojito.
Mojito sounds like a Texan saying Mojito. Mojito.
Give me one of them Mojitos.
I'm going to get a Mojito.
Give me a Michelada. Michelada. Do you like Michelada?
Yeah. Every now and then. It depends on my mood, but they're not bad.
I think I could have like one a year.
Yeah.
That's plenty for
me. Like if you're having like really good Mexican food or you're at like with your friends at like a patio at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
I'll have one.
The one day out of the year where you can do that here. Do you like,
are you a
Texas
fan of margaritas?
Margaritas are fine. Yeah. Okay. I like margaritas.
Do you just get straight up lime or do you get like a strawberry or something?
Whatever. I'm not picky. Okay. I'll just do a regular ass.
Do you, you don't really drink when you go to restaurants.
I don't.
Yeah.
No, I drink water.
Right. Cause it's free.
It's free real estate.
It's free real estate.
Not because it's free, because it's better for you.
Since when you care about healthy stuff?
I do and I don't.
Okay.
That's
he's still fake allergic process to shellfish.
I'm not fake allergic to shellfish.
I put shrimp in all of your drinks every time you come here.
I put shrimp in my drinks.
I rub all my whiskey glasses, I rub with shrimp.
Essence of shrimp.
Essence of shrimp. Express the shrimp.
I've got it in an eyedropper and I just coat the glasses with it.
Fish sauce, but shrimp.
Shrimp sauce. But not like the shrimp sauce from like a Japanese restaurant. Or that stuff's good. What is it? Just mayonnaise? Is it just mayonnaise?
I don't know what's good. Or like the shrimp cocktail sauce. Cocktail sauce?
Yeah, cocktail sauce is good.
I like cocktail sauce. Mm-hmm. It's good. I don't like it with cocktail wieners.
Do you like Bloody Marys?
Sure.
I don't. I can't. No.
Like
I can have a sip of a Bloody Mary and then I'm done.
It's another one of those. I'll have one every now and then randomly. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're having Bloody Marys while we go out on the golf course. Sure, I'll have one. Whatever.
Golf course?
Yeah.
What was it like? Do you go golfing?
I haven't recently, but I used to frequently.
Oh my God. I don't even know who you are anymore.
But you knew me when I played golf. I worked at a golf course and you knew me.
I didn't know that you worked at a golf course.
While you were a barista.
Yeah, I remember being a barista.
Yeah, I worked at that was toward the tail end of my golf course career.
Huh.
Yeah, this is where I met Michael Jordan. I thought I told you that story.
You've never told me that you met Michael Jordan.
I met him at the golf course.
Michael Jordan, the basketball player?
Yes.
Oh, I'm jealous of that, genuinely. Yes.
I embarrassed myself in front of him. I haven't told you this.
Dude, I wish I had. No, you've never told. I wish I had met Michael Jordan. I would have been like, stop it. Get some help.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've never heard that one before.
I've heard it once or twice. But we have like carts ready. You know, they get out of their car. You put your clubs on a cart. Uh-huh. And he went straight to the range. And so I met him. I took his clubs out of the car. I shook his hand.
And he said, give me that.
No, he said, where's the range? And the caddies were driving by in their all white suits, right? Yeah. I said, yeah, just follow those white guys.
And I was like, oh, shit. No. White guys.
And they weren't all white. They were just wearing white. And he understood. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things you say like, oh, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it to sound bad on a golf course.
The men in white.
The men in white in the deep south on a golf course.
Do you remember
that
there was a parody movie name of Men in White?
No.
You didn't?
Is it a porn film?
No.
Poke a Hot Ass. It's still my favorite.
Not Poke a Hot Ass. It was made by Saban. Yes. The company that did the Power Rangers. There's even a Power Rangers villain in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, and it was called Men in White. It was about garbage men fighting aliens. It came out the same time as Men in Black.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't even know.
It is a dumb movie, but I watched it about three times when it was on ABC Family back in the, like, 97s.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going on quite a few tangents there. Right. I don't know if you picked up on it.
So
back to the fight.
Mekamaru.
He shoots a
miracle cannon.
Miracle cannon.
Yeah.
It's just this really beautifully animated scene of him just like, of Mahito just dodging all of these very pretty attacks.
And he gets hit a little bit, but only enough to have his clothes burned off, and then he punches Mekamaru across the face, like the cockpit, mm-hmm. with a giant ass right arm.
He does a Giganto fist,
Gear third,
Monkey D. Luffy style.
So he, Mekamaru was like, oh shit, I can't hang with this dude for a long period of time.
I'm gonna have to use more energy.
I gotta win quick.
He decides to, what's his face? Mahito does a domain. Expansion.
Not yet. So this
is
when
ahead of myself.
Mekamaru fires from his finger like a little plug.
He does a little finger gun.
Yeah,
finger guns.
Pew, 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 pew.
His finger opens up, and then inside it is like a little bullet that he pierces Mahito's like shoulder area,
and he thinks it doesn't do any harm, and then his right arm like explodes.
It's just gone. He's missing his right arm, so Mechamaru has done some soul damage to him, I guess?
Yeah, a little
bit. Is that what we're supposed to take away from this?
Yeah, and he also, while he's hurt, he punches him into, like, the forest, mm-hmm. and he just
goes flying forever.
Yeah.
I love it.
And but so then he's going to follow up. Yeah.
He comes back, and he's healed his right arm.
And he's like a bird. Again, he's in bird form.
Left arm. And he's a, what do you mean a bird? Yeah, he's a bird.
Yeah.
He's showing off that he's healed his arm. It's back again. And Mechamaru takes note of that. He's like, he's doing that to show off that he's not hurt yes. at all. Like, what I'm doing is not doing it. So
and even Geto is like, yo, all of his attacks right now are like special grade class. It's not going to last, but right now he's doing well. This he's is crazy. Up. Yeah. So then, Mechamaru fires Pigeon Voila. Viola. Voila. Viola. Is it Viola, right?
I don't fucking know.
I think it's Viola. And it like...
What is Pigeon Viola?
It's his one that like shoots through the air and like yeah, chases
this is
it.
A good one, yes.
Yeah. And so Mahito has turned into all these different creatures, animals, stuff mm-hmm. real quick to dodge through the forest. So
dodge, duck, dip, dive.
And so
duck.
Mahito is getting hurt, but he doesn't know what's hurting him. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, I got to figure out which one's hurting me.
This
so
is where he does domain.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, like, he goes in and he cuts the wires in Mechamaru's head. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of other little Mechamaru's come out to, and they, like, hit him and punch him. And while that's happening, he's like, oh, shit. Because Mechamaru loaded another tube and he's going to try to kill him. Mm-hmm, and, like, mm-hmm. Mahito knows, hey, there's some danger. He's actually damaging my soul. This is when he does his domain.
Now he does his domain.
Self embodiment of perfection.
Which, what is
my
what
old AIM screen name?
what does his domain do?
When you're caught in a domain expansion, hits are always going to hit you. Like, there's
you don't
no,
say.
No. Well, like, even like Gojo, if he's in a domain,
his infinity,
yeah.
he can still get hit.
Yes.
Right?
Like, if he's trapped in someone else's domain, he will be able to get hit. So,
gotcha.
Mahito even says, he's like, yo, if you probably didn't think I was going to use this because in 10
days. Halloween is 10 days away, but that's yeah. plenty of time for me to recover. Stupid. Because I guess this hurts him
well,
using his domain.
It doesn't hurt him. It takes a lot of energy. Like, it causes a lot for him. Because
like
of the way his cursed energy works.
Stamina.
He's got to absorb souls and all this shit so that
he's going to get more souls.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm
so
picking up what you're putting
by
down.
Using this domain expansion, it takes away his ability.
We're allowed to show him nude. He ain't got no soul.
Right. So he thinks he's got it. So he turns away, and right when that happens, Mechamaru stabs him. With another like technique, like another loaded shot or whatever, stabs him.
A simple domain, right?
Right. He was able to avoid being in Mahito's domain.
With a simple domain.
Yeah.
What is simple domain?
Simple domain, and he says it's specifically designed for weak sorcerers.
Oh,
it's your ability to just make a domain to protect yourself from other people's domains. That's it.
Mm.
And he shot out of a gun.
Mirror force.
Yeah, it's basically like I'm doing this. You don't because you don't think I'd have the ability to make a domain, and it's just basic ass bitch. But it's able to protect me from your domain because
boom.
If I'm in my domain, you can't put me in your domain.
Boom, roasted. And then the Mahito starts turning into like horses and fish, and he's dying.
Yeah, it looks like he won. Like,
uh-huh.
It's like I've exercised the demons.
And Mechamaru's like, oh shit, here we go. Time to fight Geto. I still have one more. Simple
one more
domain?
Simple domain in like seven
and
years, right?
9 years.
9 years.
9 years of stored
cursed
up
energy.
Power.
And so he goes to talk to Geto, and he's like, you know, like, all right, I'm ready to fight you.
Let's
I'm going to do
go.
The same thing.
I'm
I just got to get
out.
Because my only way to actually survive is to get a hold of Gojo. That's it.
I just got to get Gojo. Once he gets here, then you guys can't win.
Yeah.
Duh. But turns out, what's his face? Mahito mm-hmm. is not dead. You were only faking it.
Yeah.
This whole time.
So as he comes through the cockpit, the last Mechamaru comes through.
Mm-hmm, to defend what's his face. Because Mahito jumps in through the cockpit and Mechamaru gets all bleeding.
Right.
But then a little regular ass Mechamaru
robot. He's just trying to buy time so that he can get another stab, right? Mm-hmm.
And so, he has like a, not a flashback, but a flash two. What's her face with the blue hair?
Miwa. Right.
She was like, I want to meet you, Mechamaru. We played baseball.
And you couldn't because you were a pitching machine, but we've gotten closer, and I don't...
I feel like I know you, and
we should
sleep
hang out
together.
I want to see you. I'm going to come visit you. And while this is happening, they're trying to do their attacks at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and Mahito touches Mechamaru before Mechamaru can do it. And once you get touched by Mahito, it's over.
It's game over.
You're done. Because he can alter your soul. So just one little touch is enough for him to alter your soul to where you're not alive anymore.
You're not alive. So Mechamaru is dead.
Yeah.
Has he died?
He's died.
Oh, Mechamaru.
He's totally died.
The end of Mechamaru.
So then Geto's kind of talking shit to Mahito.
He's so upset.
He's like, was that more dangerous than you thought? Like, what's going on there? He's like, I exploded on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of the plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was nothing dangerous about it. It's just like an easy warm up. And so, oh, good. Because now our final prep for Shibuya.
Shibuya.
Already.
Shibuya. With Shibuya this, roll call.
This nail thing worked better than we thought.
My name is Kevin. Yeah, that is my name. Yeah, that's what they call me. Jesus. Yeah, because that's my name.
That's my
roll
name.
Call.
Good job.
Thank you.
And then it cuts to 10 days later. Just after 7. Days.
It's Halloween in Shibuya.
Shibuya.
The famous scramble crossing.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yes.
The crosswalks.
Yeah.
That, you know the shot in Tokyo, Shibuya. Yes.
Shibuya. So while these people like having a Halloween party and dressed up and
it's going crazy.
Evening festival. I'd like to take a picture of you. Yeah, you're super cute.
I didn't know. Do they do this in Japan? Do they on Halloween? Does everybody just crowd around Shibuya in costumes and go crazy, stupid?
I've never been to Japan on Halloween.
Because that seems interesting.
I can't intelligently
speak on it. It seems like not Japanese at all, but
normal.
Not normal.
Yeah.
So, I'm saying like Japanese is very like we must uphold the status quo or else. Like
right.
That's Japan, at least from what I understand. I could be way wrong, but it just seems like it's very structured and very sure. We can't have people getting drunk and partying in the streets.
That's fair.
It's the busiest intersection in the world, Shibuya.
Shibuya. So while they're doing this party,
it's only 7 p.m. Like people are still working.
A 40 meter.
How are they gonna get home?
A 40 meter veil. Like a curtain has dropped over, and only the people who have cursed energy or cursed powers can see it.
Because some people look up at the moon and they're like, "What the fuck is that thing?" And the other guy's like, "I don't what the moon is that." She's like, "Shut the fuck up! You can not see the ribbon thing happening
and
up
like,
there."
People are able to walk in and out, but they have to have cursed energy because we see
some normies get stuck inside,
like run into and hit the wall. Like,
and everybody's like, "Get Gojo over here!"
Right. So
who the fuck is Gojo?
Well,
I don't know, but they say we need to bring him here.
Right, and that's when the sorcerers are like, there's something going on here, because they would have no idea who Gojo was if there weren't something weird happening mm-hmm. here.
So we get to see a bunch of the up and coming
new Fushiguro, mm-hmm. Kento, Kugisaki, Maki,
the Panda.
Panda, Zenin. And we see some
all
new guys.
Classics.
Some new guys.
Some senpais.
Yeah.
Nanami is there too, my favorite. Love that guy.
Yeah. So they're like, all right, we're going to go in and fight. He's like, no, you're going to stay out here mm-hmm. in case anybody gets by Gojo. We're going to send Gojo in alone.
Yeah, because Gojo can destroy anything that's in there. Doesn't fucking matter.
Because, like, the humans are fine right now. They don't have cell service, but nobody's been hurt. Nobody's in danger.
Yeah, what's his face? Fushiguro's senpai. He's like, hey, did you know that inside the veil, your cell phone won't work or something? What is it that he says?
Something like that. Yeah.
He's like trying to mansplain to Fushiguro, whatever, curse something or other. And Fushiguro's like, oh, yeah, I knew that.
I'm aware of what veils do.
We covered that in the intro to veils.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We're good.
Thanks, senpai. But I knew that.
And another guy, the one with pandas, like, yeah, there's definitely special grade curse spirits in there. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever.
So a whole bunch of people inside realize that they can't get out. They're like banging on the wall of the veil. And but then Gojo, he just walks right in.
Yeah.
It's like, hello, my name is Gojo, and I'm here to take care of whatever it is that's going on here.
And I work in a factory.
Down by the river. I live in a van down by the river.
You're going to be rolling a lot of doobies.
We live in a van down by the river.
Yeah. Oh, Chris
Matt
Farley.
Foley.
Chris Farley?
Well, yeah, Chris Farley. Chris Farley playing the character Matt Foley, motivational speaker.
In Saturday Night Live.
On Saturday Night Live. A lot of people they used to love that. But
that skit?
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live, I feel like, used to be better. I laugh at it every now and then, but I don't watch it every week anymore.
I don't watch it. I haven't watched it in, 20 years.
Really?
Maybe
yeah,
not
I used
years.
To watch it every week.
I used to watch it.
Now
regularly.
I just like if I hear there's a funny sketch on there, I'll watch that. I don't. Watch
I won't
the whole
even do
show.
That. SNL is stupid.
That's sometimes there's funny sketches. It
no,
happens.
They stopped being funny when every single skit was, "What if we did politics?"
There,
you know
the
what
guy
I mean?
Who plays Kylo Ren, Adam Driver.
Adam Driver.
His are funny. The one where he's
because Adam Driver is amazing.
Yes, the one where he's an oil baron and his kid is in high school and he comes to parent day.
I've not seen that.
Oh, it's hilarious. Okay. You should watch that one.
Okay.
Yeah, you should really watch that one. That one makes me laugh every time. You should though.
Okay.
I might play it right after this.
You know, I do really like the "Don't Make Me Sing." I love that.
Oh yeah, that
Kristen
was funny.
Wiig, obviously.
Don't
make me sing. So yeah, SNL sometimes it's good.
I always laughed at Debbie Downer too.
I don't like Debbie Downer. A lot of people in my family like Debbie Downer.
The first
I'm sorry,
episode,
Jake. I don't like Debbie Downer.
The first episode is funny. After that, it's not as good. But the one where she's like laughing, it's official. I can't have children. That's funny.
Yeah,
but then after that, when they. It was not as good, I agree, but the first one I feel like is a really good one.
Sure, I'll give you that.
David, I like that one too.
Which one is that?
Will Ferrell, where they're in the hot tub and they're
the
talking.
The hot tub?
Yeah.
The Welshly Arms, is that? Yes.
And Jimmy Fallon is just losing it?
Yeah.
David. Then we heard the sound of native drums.
At this point in the soaking, my lover and I crave spiced meat.
Yes, that one cracks me.
That's good. Well, that's just those are just good characters. It's just fun time.
Then we heard the sound of native drums. Were they for us? We don't know. So
yeah,
good.
That's good.
So good.
That's good. All SNL's right. good. Just not anymore.
Not anymore. All right, we need to wrap this shit up. It's my job.
Do we?
Yeah. Right. You should join our Discord.
Get on the Discord.
Get
in there.
Hey, man, that's 2 weeks in a row that we've recorded.
Man.
That's the first time in a while.
Don't call it a comeback.
It's not a habit yet.
We got
to see if we do 3 weeks in a row.
In a row.
Because next week is Easter, and Easter is busy.
Oh, shit.
Easter is the busy season.
I can already
season.
Tell you it's not going to happen next week. Sorry.
Sorry. Damn it. Two in a row is our
I mean,
record.
Unless we do it on a different day, maybe. Oy.
We can do it on a different day. Why not?
Sunday.
Oh, shit. Easter Sunday?
No.
Sunday.
No. Yeah.
In like 2 days?
Shit. You're right. That is Ben. Right. And we got that thing.
We got that thing this weekend. Yeah.
Shit. We're not recording.
Probably not happening next week. Sorry, guys. We'll see. Maybe miracles will happen. But join the Discord. It's a good time. You can listen to our other shows. Got so many. They're all linked in the show notes. Dragon Ballers, Chat on Titan, Chainsaw Stands, Demon Players, all that shit. So if you like the show, you should listen to those. They're just as good.
A Chat on Titan.
I said that, didn't I?
I don't fucking
Dragon know. Ballers. Did I say that one? The big one?
It's the big one.
That's the big one. We still don't have a sign off for this. Did we ever have one for this?
Catch you on the beans.
That was a different show.
Hit
that was
you
Demon
with
Players.
The chips.
Right?
I am Golden Richards.
Or I know with Chainsaw Stands, I started saying let her rip, which I hated every time.
Let her rip.
Let her rip.
That's Beyblade. I like it.
I know. That's why I did it. And it's like starting a chainsaw. I don't have a sign off. I really don't. And I'm not going to come up with one. I can't think on my feet. So we'll see you next time. Have a happy Easter. Happy New Year.
I've had diarrhea since Easter.
Jesus. I Jackson Pollock, and then I wipe it clean.
Yeah, yours.
We'll see y'all next time.